On the Total Theater Tony Show, we have yet another phone guest, another critic, and someone who has been doing her Manhattan TV show, High Drama, for 18 years and going strong. She's Eva Heinemann. She's with us on the phone to talk about two more categories. Eva, first of all, how are you? How is your season?
Oh, my God. This was the most exciting season we've ever had. Off-Broadway and off-Broadway and Broadway. It's got to the point where I don't even care who wins because I want them all to win. I loved everything.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You're not always
like
that.
I never get to say that.
Whoa. Well, then let's get right to the categories, and you'll tell us why you're so excited about certain things. We'll go to Best Actor in a Play. Tom Hanks playing Mike McGallery in Lucky Guy. Nathan Lane as Romance. Tracy Letts in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. David Hyde Pierce in Vanya and Sonia dot, dot, dot. And Tom Sturridge in Orphans. Eva, your thoughts on the category?
First of all, Tom Hanks was, I didn't know he's a movie star. Sometimes movie stars don't do so well on stage. And he had to carry the play. Basically, it's a one person. He's narrating the play the entire time. And he really kept me engaged. Normally, when I have this like person talking to you incessantly, I fall asleep. But I was awake, and I learned a lot about the guy he played, Michael McElroy, or whatever his name is. And I love Nora Ephron. So it was just very moving, because at the end, they show Nora Ephron a picture and memorial. And he got a Theatre World Award. So
yeah.
He is taken care of. He got a Theatre World Award. Nathan Lane in The Nanny, Chauncey Miles, plays this gay guy pretending to be a gay guy, but actually being a gay guy, because apparently back in burlesque time, there was a famous stock gay character called The Nanny. And it shows him on stage and off stage, and he's got this new romance blooming, and he doesn't think he should have a new romance blooming. And it's one of the most moving performances. It was like Nathan Lane has finally found his role. Like Charlie Carmelo did in Scandalous, this was his role. Tracy Letts, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, playing George. For once, George was the focus and not Martha. So he just took over that play and did things and subtlety. He got a Drama Desk, and Nathan Lee got an Outer Critics Circle Award. David Hyde Pierce in Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike. That's what we want to win a Tony, because he's the only one that hasn't won an award yet, and he deserves one, because he was phenomenal in this. He has this huge five-page monologue at the end that just will make you weep. And Tom Sturridge, he is an orphan playing a mentally challenged person. Mentally challenged people always get awards. He got a Theatre World Award. He got a Critics Circle Award. So, no, my money's on David Hyde Pierce. But I think Nathan Lane might get it, but it's anyone's game.
And it sounds like you'd be okay if anyone got it, but you really like Hyde Pierce to get it.
Right. I mean, I would be happy whoever gets it, because they all deserve it. This, to me, is the most difficult category to choose.
Wow. Well, what about set design for a musical? That's another category Eva Heinemann's going to talk with us about. And the nominees are...
I've got it. It's Rob Howell in Matilda the Musical, Anna Lou Rizos in The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Scott Pask in Pippin, and David Rockwell in Kinky Boots. And this is another one where I don't care who wins, because they all deserve it. Rob Howell's the favorite to win, because he's been winning all the awards. What he did was he took over the entire theater. I love it when they do this, like, totally immersive set design, so you're completely surrounded. He took, like, blocks and letters and he put them together and made words and sentences before the play even starts. You're like, it's like word jumble. And me and Alfred were like, wait, it says this over there and that over there. And you get so excited before the play even starts. And then he's got the creepy classroom, and it really contributes to the whole atmosphere of Matilda. And me and Alfie loved it, because we love the book, we love the movie, we love Roald Dahl.
Well, by the way, I should mention, Alfie is Eva Heinemann's son. Just people listening would know. That's who you go to the theater with a lot. It's your son. Okay, continue.
Oh, no, I don't anymore. He's 15 and he hates the theater now. The only thing he went to see was Matilda. So the fact that he liked it shows how good it was.
Oh, my, he hates the theater. Eva, what have you done to your child? Oh, no.
He's a teenager. I haven't done anything. He's a teenager.
Well,
all you people of teenagers out there will understand this.
Well, please continue with the best design.
Well, actually, another thing that Elfie said was The Mystery of Edwin Drood, and Neil, just as an aside, Neil Patrick Harris was in front of us during the show, and he kept voting for Bessie Wolfe, so I wonder, that must be his friend of his. But that was a wonderful set, because it really evoked the whole music hall aspect of, and they showed this beautiful, like, crypt and funeral gravedigger scene. was a perfect set. And Pippin, because I had to have a circus tent, and there was all this circusy stuff, and it does this really cool thing at the end where it kind of all disappears on you. So Scott Path, that was really good too. And David Rockwell with Kinky Boots set up an entire factory with moving conveyor belts. It took 6 months to build so that they could turn it into a choreographic element to the show. All these sets were actually extremely exciting. I know you usually don't think scenic design is exciting, but in this case it was. Rob Howell's going to win, but at this point, I'll be happy with whomever wins.
Oh, wow. So both categories, you're really, really thrilled with pretty much every nominee in them, which is great. I mean, we wish theater were like that all the time.
Right. It's so nice to be excited about shows for a change. You just don't care who wins because they're all so horrible.
Oh, ouch. Well, continuing the theme of things that were exciting and were wonderful, Eva, what were one or two of the shows that you saw on or off Broadway this season that you loved the most?
Well, I have to bring this up. It's in the musical revival. You have to understand, two of my all-time favorite musicals of all time are Pippin and The Mystery of Edwin Drood. When The Mystery of Edwin Drood came out in 1985, it was at a Shakespeare in the Park for free. I lived in the park. I was there every single performance. I could not get enough of that show. And Pippin, I love this show so much. It's like I actually rented a car and drove Alfie all the way to Goodspeed Opera to see Pippin with Mickey Dolenz because they have not had revival on Broadway until now, which is insane. And with the circus element, it really was magic. And Andrea Martin stopped the show. I have never seen that. It's like in baseball, she's pitching a no-hitter game. Edwin stopped in the middle of the show and stood up because she was so phenomenal in this. So it's like those two shows, I mean, thank God I'm out of critics and dramatists. One I voted for Pippin, the other I voted for Drood because I just love them both equally.
Wow. Your excitement is so catching, Eva. And by the way, speaking of catching, when can people catch High Drama on Manhattan Cable Television? When is it on?
You can actually see it on the computer every other Saturday from 1:30 to 2 p.m. on www.mnnmarynancynancy.org. You click on MNN number 2 and from 1:30 to 2 and then every other Saturday. Or you can like me on High Drama and get our reviews there and find out what's going on in New York City.
That's right. You can like High Drama's Facebook page as well. And, of course, if you're in New York,
1:30 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays.
Eva Heinemann, thank you so much. It's been invigorating talking to you about the Tonys.
And I haven't even told you about Off-Broadway, which was brilliant this year, too, as well. So. Oh, I forgot to mention Christmas Story was really good, but I hope they'll bring that back every year.
Well, they're going to bring it back next year, so yay. Thank you, Eva.
Welcome. Everyone enjoy the Tonys this year. Go Mo!